USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC advisors are meeting on Tuesday to vote on if they should recommend Pfizer's COVID vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The FDA already granting emergency approval, and the CDC is expected to sign off on the first coronavirus vaccine for younger children soon. The White House confirms its vaccination program for some 28 million kids will be fully running by next Monday. This comes as almost 70% of adults are now fully protected, with 80% having at least one dose. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell accuses Democrats of pushing ahead on the long march towards socialized medicine.
Since the earliest days of COVID-19 in Washington, Democrats have admitted they want to use the pandemic as a pretext to permanently transform our country.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor. USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Biden and other world leaders continue their meetings in Glasgow, Scotland at the COP22 UN Summit Climate Change Conference to address global warming. The president announces an agreement with 100 other countries to limit deforestation by 2030, calling it an integral part of addressing climate change.
Conserving our forests and other critical ecosystems is indispensable piece of keeping our climate goals within reach, as well as many other key priorities that we have together.
The White House is revealing a new strategy to curb suicides in the United States, including among service members and veterans, a statement identifying firearms as the most common method of all suicides. The policy promoting safe firearm storage in homes and highlighting best practices for firearms dealers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A California man accused of assaulting an American Airlines flight attendant is out on bond. It happened last week when 20-year-old Brian Hsu attacked the flight attendant on a flight from New York to California, the flight attendant suffering a concussion, but Hsu's lawyer says he's recovering from brain surgery and became agitated on the flight. As we continue to see a record number of flight attendants being assaulted, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg was asked on CNN if some of these people who assault flight attendants will be on the no-fly list.
Obviously, that raises a lot of legal and other issues that have to be looked at, but they should be looked at, and now's the time. I've heard the chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee propose an approach that I think some of the flight attendants unions are interested in, where there's a shared database. You could also look at something more along the lines of that no-fly concept that's federally housed. That's not a step to be taken lightly, but I think every option has to be on the table because this is completely unacceptable.
We'll soon know more about any changes to the Fed stimulus plan for the economy. The Fed Open Market Committee begins a two-day meeting on Tuesday, with the central bank widely expected to announce its plans to start reducing asset purchases this month. Many economists expect the Fed to taper bond buying and eventually start raising interest rates to combat rising inflation. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.